Hello, this is Kerry, and this little soundbite is an example of how to access the curriculum on the Cisco site. We felt it would be good to put together an example of how to access this curriculum so that anybody who was having trouble using JAWS or similar could go back to this and refer to this if they were having trouble logging in. Okay. For this demonstration, I'm using the RealSpeak Solo voices, just because of their understandability. I do respect that a lot of other people will be using Eloquence and running their speech much faster, but we'd like this demo to be available to as wide a range of people as possible. Okay, now we're sitting in front of a curtain workstation. Doesn't matter, you could be sitting in front of your workstation. And we have a copy of Microsoft Internet Explorer open. We strongly recommend that you utilize Microsoft Internet Explorer. No other browser will do. If I press Insert T to see where we're currently located.
Titles, Electrical and Computer Engineering - Microsoft Internet Explorer, provided by East Cisco Networking Academy.
Now, we want to get into the Cisco curriculum because we'd like to read our notes. There are a number of ways of getting at the address bar or opening a website. You can press Alt-D to open the address bar. However, that only works if the address bar is visible on the screen. If you wish to press a key that will always open somewhere where you can key in a web location, press Ctrl-O for Open Current Location.
Ctrl-O, Open Dialog, type the internet address of a document or folder, and Internet Explorer will open it for you. Open colon edit combo, 0 items.
Now I'm going to put in Cisco.
C-I-S-C-O, period.
Netacad.
N-E-T-A-C-A-D.
Dot net.
Period. N-E-T.
And hit enter.
Enter. 2%.
Now, at this point, I will have to authenticate with a proxy, so I'll be back to you in just a moment.
Page has 17 headings and 59 links. Academy Connection - Training Resources - Cisco Systems. Visited link graphics Cisco Systems Incorporated.
Now I'm just going to silence that speech because what we need to do now is to get down to the login dialog so that you can log in to your course account and things. Yeah. To do that, we press E twice. The first E will land us on a search box, and the second E will land us on a box that doesn't speak. So we'll press the first list, E for search.
Search.
One more. We're now sitting on an edit field. Oops, if I cursor upwards.
Space. Username colon.
I'm on the username box, so I cursor back down twice.
Space. Enter. Forms mode on.
I've hit enter to activate forms mode. I'm logging in as my student account.
K-E-R-R-Y-H-O. Tab. Password. Star. Star. Tab. Enter button.
And I must press enter on the enter button.
Forms mode off. Enter. 1%.
And the machine will click twice.
6%.
We have a program. Here we are.
Page has 50 links. Academy connection. Visited link graphic common / LTO _ Cisco. Academy.
If you get a visited link common / LGO _ Cisco, you have made it into the main Academy page. Okay, the next thing that you have to find is a link that is a class sort by link. I'll do that. To do that, I hit Insert F7. First, I'll go to the top of the screen with Control Home.
Academy connection.
Now I hit Insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Common /
Now I hit C for class.
C contacts and C class name sort by.
And I want to move to that link. I don't want to activate that link.
Tab. Move to link button. Space. Read class name link graphic sort by. Class name sort by link.
And I'm now sitting on that link. Now, one of the things that you'll notice is that there is a lot of tabular information on the Cisco site, and those tables are used for layout. So we're now going to arrow down until we find the class that I happen to be a member of, and we're going to activate that link once we find it.
Association for the Blind, left paren, Western Australia, right paren, left paren, link view information, right paren, table with two columns and two rows, link class name, link graphic sort by, link start date, link graphic sort by.
If you hit enter on either of those links, it will sort by either the class name or the class date.
Ripley-I1-SEM1-07, enter. 1%. 100%. Page has 40 links. Table with 5 columns and 20 rows. And
now we're sitting on the class homepage for the class I've just selected. Now, to get down to your curriculum, and there are links that you can cursor through. It's very important that you use your cursor keys while navigating this site, rather than simply tabbing between links. You will miss things. To get to your curriculum, press T twice to land on the second table.
Column 1, row 1, column 1, row 1, course name, colon.
Then cursor down.
Kit essentials, I colon, PC, hardware and software. Language, colon, English.
Ah, that's actually the course information, so we want to go to the table after this one.
Wrapping to top, column 1, row 1.
And once we've found the table we want, okay, now that we've got past the table and we're at the end of the table, we want to hit enter on the View Curriculum link.
Blank. View official course material. Link essentials, I colon, PC, hardware and software version 3.1 English.
It shows that I have the IT Essentials 1 material, so I will press enter.
Enter. New browser window. http://cisco.netiquette.net/brand/dispatch/semicolon/session=db3b8.
And there is a new window that should contain some curriculum.
Main frame. Rick skip to chapter menu or plus D. Blank. Kit essentials icon PC hardware and software.
And as you can see, the curriculum is on the screen. If you have any further trouble, please get in touch with one of us and we'll be happy to assist you.